Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That was yesterday, I think. Wasn't Festivus officially yesterday in our world?
Festivus for the rest of us.
Airing of grievances. Boy, we really dropped the radio ball yesterday. That should have been an essential segment, but I'm sure the rest of the world did it.
We could blame it on Baby T.
Yeah, Baby T. Why would we blame Baby T?
All right, fine. We blame it on regular T.
Reeve Harrison Grody on The Score. That is Gabe Ramirez. He is filling in for both Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi today.
Heavy load.
It is. No, I got you, man. They are players. I mean, you got to be on the ball to take care of things like that. But yeah, let's talk to Mike Florio, indeed the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline, your hometown tire, aturo.com. What's going on, Mike? How are you, buddy?
It goes, you know, I only know one move on Zoom, and that is the double thumbs up brings up the fireworks. It's not July, it's Christmas, but I don't know any other gestures. I know other gestures, but none that you would want me doing on the live stream.
Well, you just taught us something about Twitch and the live stream, because I think now I'm going to be doing thumbs up for the rest of the show. Yeah. Just to give the people a treat, Mike.
Yeah, the people on Twitter or Twitch, they are entitled to special things like that, but not necessarily on the radio. Like Charles Tillman, the great Charles Tillman, was on the radio yesterday and asked Lawrence Holmes if he could say the word, and then he said a bad word. So it was a very interesting moment. Sometimes you get treats on Twitch. So that's where you should be watching Mike Florio. Mike, you can guess that we have only just cooled down slightly here in the city of Chicago in terms of talking about and living in the afterglow of that Bears win against the Packers, 22-16 in overtime. But this is a tough task again that the Bears have. Turn right around and play at San Francisco on Sunday night. Do the Bears need that game to continue to show legitimacy in terms of the team that they are this year and the team that some of us think they are?
Oh, absolutely. Standalone, Christmas weekend, one of the biggest games of the weekend, the 49ers 2 wins away from pulling an inside straight and getting the number one seed. It dawned on me last Wednesday that if the Seahawks beat the Rams, that the 49ers would be three wins away from the top seed in the NFC, despite all the injuries and other adversity they've had this year. So I think it's a huge game. I think it's probably underrated from the standpoint of the lack of buzz going into the weekend. I think as we get closer and closer, more people are going to realize how big of a game it is. And it's going to have some playoff intensity just a couple of weeks away from the start of the postseason.
What's your early thoughts on the game? Is today Wednesday, by the
Wednesday.
Way? Today's Wednesday. So what are your early thoughts? I mean, I think this is going to be a tough one. The Bears have shown me that I should not underestimate them in being able to compete in the class of teams like San Fran. I'm not necessarily ready to pick the Bears to win this game. What is your first reaction to this Bears-San Francisco game, Mike?
Difficult stadium to play in, the 49ers understanding how close they are to getting something that no one would have expected them to earn, the value of being the top seed, especially this year when the Super Bowl will be played in the 49ers stadium. The offense has been unstoppable. Now, George Kittle has a mid-low ankle sprain, which may cause him to miss the game, but Christian McCaffrey has been really spectacular this year. He's the guy who was injured last year and the whole thing fell apart. Mm-hmm. This year, he's one of the few who haven't been injured. He's got 1,000 rushing yards. He is on pace for 1,000 receiving yards. He'll be the first guy ever to do it in two seasons. Only three have ever accomplished it, him, Roger Craig, and Marshall Faulk. So I don't know why he's not getting more chatter for MVP. I know they're basically ready to engrave Matthew Stafford's name on the trophy, but if the 49ers end up with the one seed, I know that I'm going to be thinking about where I put McCaffrey on my ballot of five deep for the MVP, maybe not first, maybe second, maybe third, but McCaffrey deserves some credit because I think without him, they would not be in this position. It's going to be difficult for the Bears. The question is, can they outscore the 49ers? There's some vulnerabilities on defense. We saw it on Monday night when Grandpa Phillip Rivers kind of picked apart the 49ers. Some of these games become like tennis matches where all you have to do is break serve once and you win the game. It took both teams a while to have either break serve by way of stopping the offense. And it was fun to watch. It was very high scoring. I saw that it was the highest scoring first half of a Monday night game since that epic 54-51 Chiefs-Rams game from the Monday night of Thanksgiving week 7 years ago. So, yeah, the 49ers defense has vulnerabilities, and for good reason. They don't have Nick Bosa, and they don't have Fred Warner, and they found a way to make it work without them.
Yeah, and that's why Christian McCaffrey is getting, in your mind, the MVP consideration, being healthy all season. They bring in Brian Robinson Jr. in the event that he gets hurt, and he's just been sitting on a shelf, what it seems like, for the entire season so far. Mike, when I'm looking at this Bears team, I'm one of the guys that hasn't gotten over Green Bay just yet. But when I think about that victory, and I'm curious, because obviously it changes the perception nationally, obviously versus locally and what we're thinking here. But I'm curious, does that win in your mind, like, do you see the Bears becoming one of those annoying teams that other teams in the NFL don't want to face in the playoffs? Have they gotten there yet?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think they're very dangerous. When a quarterback is playing the way that Caleb Williams is, the throws he can make, the reality, and what I think separates good quarterbacks from great quarterbacks, the great quarterbacks can take the play that's called and run it, and when the play that's called isn't there, they can come up with something else on the fly and make it work. And he's got that ability for the second act of a play. A lot of quarterbacks don't. And it's just all working. Dennis Allen has always been a great defensive coordinator, great enough to be hired twice to be a head coach. He shut out Tom Brady once upon a time when he was the defensive coordinator of the Saints. So I look at the NFC, and really, other than the NFC South champion, every other team in the field is good enough to get hot and make it to the Super Bowl. I really think that. And I think the Bears are in that group. Now, Packers or Lions, I think either of them could, in theory, if whichever one gets in, and right now it looks like it's going to be the Packers, I'd actually feel more confident the Lions can figure things out on the fly and get hot. I think for the teams that had high expectations coming into the season, if they go through a stretch late in the year where they think they're not going to make the playoffs, if they get in, I think in a weird sort of way it puts less pressure on them in the playoffs because we weren't supposed to be here anyway, and we got in by the skin of our teeth. And so I think every team except either Tampa Bay or Carolina is a team that's going to be able to create some havoc when we get to January. And we love havoc in January. We love chaos in January, except if you're a fan of one of the teams. But for the neutral observers, Havoc is great.
Oh yeah, the NFL is NFLing more than ever, making everybody a winner. That's what we do. There's a lot of winning in the NFL. We're talking to Mike Florio, the creator and editor in chief of Pro Football Talk. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today. DK Metcalf, Mike, 2-game suspension upheld after the Steelers wide receiver swung at a Lions fan and reportedly Florio voiding a $45 million. Dollars in guaranteed money. What do you think about all of this?
Well, I saw it happen live on the feed that we have in the NBC viewing room. We were in the process of trying to watch the games and get ready for Football Night in America. And I said, whoa, he's going to get suspended. And it just was so weird to see a player at the stands reaching up, holding down. At first, I thought he had the guy's Honolulu blue wig. He actually snatched his T-shirt and yanked him down and then forcefully pushed out of it with a closed fist that went open. He was lucky he didn't hit the guy square in the jaw. Otherwise, he would have ended up looking like Jake Paul, at least from the standpoint of the expert that saw him in that fight on Friday night. But this is something that the league cannot have. And number one, where's the security that keeps the players from going over to the stands? You know, we see the people who stand there looking up into the collection of fans. They're making sure the fans don't do anything as it relates to the players. The Lions Stadium, but the Steelers specifically didn't have someone there to pick off any player that might decide to go over and interact with fans. That was a failure. But the suspension was necessary and upholding it was necessary because the next time it would happen, if you'd have a serious injury, if a guy gets pulled over the railing and breaks his neck as he tumbles to the ground, because it's just far enough to seriously injure yourself if you come out of those stands that way, the liability would have been potentially astronomical for the NFL. They have to make it look like they take this seriously. They have to make it look like they take swift and decisive action, and they did. As it relates to the $45 million, there's a question as to whether or not the guarantee is automatically void or whether or not the Steelers have to affirmatively initiate the process. Regardless, they seem to be inclined to let it ride with DK Metcalf, but that's the kind of incident. You know, if you're otherwise having issues with a guy, that's like manna from heaven. It gives you the get out of jail free card. It allows you to escape a contract prematurely. He's lucky they like him, because if they didn't like him, they would run away from that remaining $45 million in a heartbeat.
Yeah, of course. You get rid of George Pickens. You bring up DK Metcalf. You need someone to catch that rock. And DK Metcalf has played a large role for them this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, speaking of the team they were playing against, the Lions, you mentioned it, Mike, that, you know, one of those two teams, the Lions and the Packers, are going to make their way in to the playoffs. The Packers have a big one this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens. If they lose, the Bears obviously secure the NFC North. It's going to be a tough game for both teams. How do you see that one playing out?
Well, you know, we don't know which quarterback, if either, is going to be healthy for the Green Bay Packers. Malik Willis, I think, is trending toward playing. Jordan Love is practicing, but he's in the concussion protocol. You never know when a guy's going to receive full clearance to play again. I think Malik Willis has the potential to be a starter somewhere else. It's just a matter of time before he gets that opportunity. Every time he plays in place of Jordan Love, he's impressive. Last year, when Love had that knee injury from the week one game against the Eagles at Brazil and Malik Willis was playing well, I think Jordan Love rushed himself back a little too quickly because he was concerned that Malik Willis was making too good of an impression. So I think they're covered either way. With the Ravens, we don't know about Lamar Jackson's back injury. It may be Snoop Huntley. There's just a weird vibe that is hanging in the air between the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. And if they fail to make the playoffs, and right now Pittsburgh's magic number is one to win the division and to dispense with the Ravens, I wonder what kind of changes are going to be made. I wonder how much longer Lamar Jackson's going to be in Baltimore. I wonder how much longer John Harbaugh is going to be in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He was talking this week with the kind of confidence that would tell me if it's the end for him with the Ravens, he'll find something else. But the same things we were hearing out of Pittsburgh 3 weeks ago about Mike Tomlin, maybe it's time for a mutual parting, yada, yada, yada. You know, those same concepts apply to John Harbaugh, who arrived in Baltimore 1 year after Mike Tomlin showed up in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to be watching Baltimore very carefully to see whether or not John Harbaugh is back next year, because you never know what's going to happen, but it's at least something that for me is going to be blipping on the radar screen when we get to week 18.
As an outsider, somebody who kind of admires the Baltimore franchise from afar and has, and one should, just because they seem to do things right, I'm a little shocked to hear you say that. Would it be wrong to say that if John Harbaugh was to leave Baltimore, get fired or leave, that he would be scooped? He'd have 10 teams interested in him? He'd be the top of the list, Mike, I assume?
I think he would automatically be a guy who's on every team's list for interviews, and he's got years of experience. He's won a Super Bowl. You know, the Giants, the Titans.
It's the first thing I was thinking about.
I think he'd have multiple opportunities. And I think what would happen is the availability of John Harbaugh could cause a team that's currently on the fence about its coach to go ahead and shove and say, we want to go get John Harbaugh. You know, Miami, for example, there's mixed reports about Mike McDaniel's future. I think a lot of that hinges on who they hire as GM. But if all of a sudden John Harbaugh is available, and look, a lot of stuff gets done in the back channels. If Miami has reason to believe John Harbaugh would be interested, seriously interested, that may be the thing that gets Mike McDaniel out of the job. Because you always have to think, it's not enough to decide to fire your coach. You have to think about who the replacement's going to be.
Right.
There's always a chance. You drop the house on the Wicked Witch of the East, the Wicked Witch of the West is going to be even worse. And you got to factor that into your decision.
That's great.
I'll get you, my pretty. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So San Francisco crushed the Colts this past week. 48-27 was the final. What about the Colts, man? They're that team that was good early and not good late. They were 7-1. The Colts and all their Philip Riversness, they are now 8-7, having lost 5 in a row. Are there ramifications for this team if they choke out of this thing, or do they blame injuries?
This one's going to be interesting because this is the first year of new ownership. Jim Irsay passed in May. His daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, takes over. She's very involved. And hey, I like the idea. If you're going to be involved in football decisions, if you're going to be involved in deciding whether or not the coach stays, the GM stays, whoever stays, she stays plugged into the action. She's not sitting up in the luxury suite hanging out like Jerry Jones does. She's down there and she's explained, how can you tell whether or not what the coach is telling you is BS if you're not plugged into the communications that are happening? So she's going to make an informed decision. We just don't know what she's going to do. Do you ride it out with Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard? Do you give them another opportunity? Hey, great move to bring in Daniel Jones. Great job to get off to the 7-1 start, but the injuries ultimately overcame the team, specifically Daniel Jones suffering the torn Achilles tendon, which came while he was playing with a fracture, a stress fracture in his other leg. And That was that for the season. They rolled the dice on Phillip Rivers. It wasn't successful, but it's been fun. I think it's going to be a tough decision, and she has no track record we can point to. There's no reason to think she's going to be anything like her dad was. She's going to make her own legacy one hire at a time. We'll see if she's making one.
Mike, great stuff as always. Merry Christmas to you, sir, and we will talk to you probably in the new year, my friend.
There they are.
I'm trying to do it too. Mike's
not
working.
I can't see you right now, but I'll play along. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Good talking to you guys.
Yep. That is Mike Florio. Joins us every week here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. You could follow him on Twitter, on X, at Pro Football Talk. He is the creator, editor, and chief of Pro Football Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.